Well, I just want to start out by saying thank you to everyone for being here. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to Joan and Jimmy. You guys are amazing, all of you, for your encouragement and support and help. So thank you, and to my colleagues as well. The first poem is called Tough. I do not want to be fragile, but I am fragile. I do not want to be vulnerable, yet I am. Yes, I'm sensitive, maybe too sensitive. Under this skin, under this protective veneer, I'm human. I bleed. The next poem is called Everything Will Be Okay. It wasn't all darkness in those days. Heavy winds sometimes moved through the trees, leaving the worn edges smooth. We thought it woven from unbreakable thread, connecting each one to the other, like a great blanket buffering the cold, but it was looser and more fragile than we knew. Brilliance and grit intertwined to polish even the toughest of us, and we learned how tragedy could have its own compassion, the way shadow and light keep rhythm together. Hope and happiness are not naive. It takes courage to go on. So we persisted each day mending the cloth, our hands moving in silent meter, dissolving into the fabric those tenuous threads, keeping it all together. The next poem is called The Dream. The mother deer walks to the edge of a field and sniffs the air. She is looking for her fawn, who today leapt beyond the shelter of the tall grass. Heat from the summer day comes off the asphalt in waves, like aftershocks from an explosion, surreal shapes in air bending to flame. She finds the fawn lying on the road. The doe's head begins bobbing up and down, frantic, as she tries to catch that familiar scent of tender joy. Now my own mother is there, standing at the road with them. She is dreaming again. In her dream, she is taking them both into her arms. She has learned what it is to hold on and let go. She holds them loose like water, like a cascade of flowers. Caressing their long necks, she looks into the soft brown eyes of their soul and whispers the only word she knows. This poem is called Lake Water. Sometimes when we are at the lake, I see you. It's the light, the way it reflects off the water. Not just your face, but your eyes. Those tired landscapes of luminous dark. When I see that storm rising in the distance, I want to take your hand and hold it. I want to change that for you. But I can only show you the tall grass by the water's edge, how it sways in the wind, how the birds build nests there among the rocks. How can I say this? See how the seagulls dive and float, like gravity is nothing to them, like they have escaped it all. This is a newer poem. It's called The Sky So Brilliant and Bruised at Sunset. They traveled for what seemed like days, but it was years, really. The back and forth of light shifting to dark, clouds passing above the horizon, unfolding hot pink, violet, blue, and amber, until the slow grind of bumping up against one another, you and me, unyielding like blood and bone, faltered along the limitations of words and understanding. And when they could not find the way back to each other, thinking they had found something greater than kindness, surrendered. This poem is called Daisy. Daisy kept his secret as if it were her shame, hidden in her thoughts and between her smiles, hidden in her shyness, in her distraction, hidden in her sadness, but mostly hidden in her silence. Layers of long sleeves, of sweaters and jackets, hid the slender scars of her rage. Woven like delicate embroidery, the letting out and piecing together cascaded down her arms. It felt good to cut, to feel the razor, to feel. It started when Daisy was 13. He had done this before, preyed on girls, his students, preyed on their wanting to fit in, to be good, to please. It was a violence, an impotent power. She became quiet, she became unsure, she became full of doubt. He could not resist her long hair and soft, wounded eyes. He would snuff that out like a flame, a light, a flicker. This is the last poem. It's called Red Woman. I will not write another poem about a woman blooming, finally risking everything for a life that she deserves. I don't know, maybe I'm cynical, or maybe I'm just tired of flowers. It's romantic and poetic to compare a woman to a flower, but honestly, at this point, I'd rather be a weed. A goddamn fucking weed. Strong, unyielding, resilient, and pissy. I've had some colossal wars with some dandelions who not only kept claim to their plot of land, but conquered, divided, and multiplied. These bitches don't go down without a fight. Now, it's not so important for me to claim a piece of land or have my roots tied tightly to something, but it is important that I claim my life. My life. And if that involves blooming and risking, then so be it. And instead of petals falling, I will send out seeds, those unbelievably fuzzy white seeds, the ones we spend summer days trying to catch, the ones that make wishes come true. Because you know, dandelions, they can survive anything. Thank you.